What is going on, Level 1 users? This is the third podcast for Level1.com. I think you know my name by now. My name is Turk. I am here with Remdog, and introducing to our podcast is Afro.
Yes.
What's up, Afro? You wanted to tell the Level 1 users a little bit about yourself?
Except that we want to point out that in its own category, virtual tennis, hell, everything tennis is pretty much off limits. So he's on that if you want to know.
Hey, thanks. Tennis is a cool sport.
Oh yeah, for some people.
All right, cool. All right, well, this is going to be our post E3 podcast. We know that this is coming in a little late, but of course we're busy people. So this is going to be kind of a rundown on our thoughts on E3 2009. We're just going to go through, you know, each major console, what games they showed, what kind of tech they showed, and if we think they're going in the right direction, etc., stuff like that. So I guess we'll jump right into it. We'll start with Microsoft. And you want to talk about the games, Remdog?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, it's no surprise you probably can consider me an Xbox fanboy,
yes.
Microsoft fanboy. More than anything, I do have, you know, a variety of everything. But all right, well, I guess we'll talk about a little bit about what Microsoft did at E3. So at their press conference, I mean, we run down some of the games, which basically were Splinter Cell Conviction making its way back after like a good, a year and a half, 2 year hiatus.
Yeah, they really changed the game, I think, right? Like, they changed his character, they changed the way the gameplay was gonna be.
Yeah, the whole long hair had to go. It wasn't working out. He definitely has a nice, fresh look. Being bald sucked from Double Agent, I think.
Right.
So, this is where the series needed to go. And from what I can tell, I mean, the stealthiness is back. Wait, it's a lot more polished. The things you can do. We haven't heard a lot or anything at all about the multiplayer, but I mean, as far as the single player is concerned, it looks like it's a no-limit situation of what Sam Fisher, you know what I mean, is striving for, which is revenge.
Right.
Because he obviously killed his daughter, I mean, coming from Double Agent, so.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
It looks like it's shaping up nicely. They basically showcased that.
Yeah, I mean, the gameplay looked very cinematic. I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, definitely something that you see like in a Bourne Identity and everything. It's just you gotta definitely know what you're doing.
Like, initially, from the opening scene where he has him in the chokehold, like in that bathroom area, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And just like, it was like, see like him in the reflection, he's just like able to bash his head off of anything, and like it seemed like that whole initial environment alone was just very destructible. And that alone sets you up for the very first mission, and he just carry you straight through into it. And I like how they tell you like the mission title. It's kind of like displayed on like a building, like what's your objective?
Yeah.
And like they just kept everything flowing.
Yeah, that was
definitely looked like it was like a I don't know, like a he has his head in the game kind of thing, even with the words and stuff on the side, like.
Yeah.
He can almost see that.
Yeah.
He knows he's after.
It's definitely a unique twist.
Yeah, they're definitely doing something to refresh it. I mean, hopefully they're listening to users because, you know, I mean, I did the whole Double Agent thing and the multiplayer lagged. I mean.
Really? I actually skipped over Double Agent.
Yeah, there wasn't much there.
Did I miss anything? No.
It's debatable.
No.
I mean, I don't want to get the fanboys going crazy on me. It's very debatable on what that was like.
Alright, cool.
Another thing they showed, which basically, you know what I mean, while we're talking about returns of series and stuff, basically this is a return from its very first game, which is Alan Wake. Yes. This has made its way on stage. It had yet to do that since 05 of like E3 when they showed it like in a montage.
Yeah, this game's been in production for like 7 years, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. This is like a bad movie script that they kept trying to redo. I mean, to make it good, but I mean,
well, it looks good.
It looks good. Yeah, nothing to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely one of the more interesting games for me overall this E3.
Yeah, I mean, the basic plot is, you know, I mean, he's a novel, he's a writer, and one of his stories is coming true right before him, you know, I mean, involving him. So now his wife is missing, and it basically is like the suspense thriller that it's gonna get really crazy.
Yeah, one thing I noticed during the videos, and I actually read an article later on confirming this, the gameplay is actually going to be in, like, almost like TV episodes. Like, I don't know if you recall in the movie, it said, like, previously on Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
Is it?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, like, an interesting, like, you know, unique twist to the gameplay.
Okay, that's pretty good. I mean, that's not a lot that we've seen before in the past, so hopefully it draws me in like no other. I gotta tell you, I had no interest in the game that much. 05 looked okay and stuff like that. I mean, the 05 E3 looked okay and stuff. Even up until then, every time they kept bringing it up, I never really got excited. I didn't care, but saw it on stage, and I gotta say, it looks good. It looks good. So it's not bad. Moving on to like something like a racing genre is basically one of my favorites. Forza 3. Forza 3 is making its return.
Ooh.
The thing was very technical. It was so technical that I remember you and a few other friends of ours just like, it was just amazing. Like it took me away from Gran Turismo. I was a pretty big fan of that. Like I never played the first Forza.
Yeah.
And so that whole, like, you take any dream car that they had in their life, and you just able to design whatever for it.
Yeah.
That was just brand new to me.
Yeah, that was a big deal for a lot of people. That brought a lot of people in. People that didn't give a crap about the game in total. But when they say, hey, here's a little paint shop studio, do whatever the hell you want. Believe me, there was a lot of people that weren't in tune with racing. They started to get a little in tune because they designed whatever they wanted. I mean, with the few exceptions of some hentai and stuff and some naked girls.
What's wrong with that?
You know, it's not for the everyday race, I gotta tell you. It's not something you want to go in the daytime. Driving around.
There were a few complaints about what people had to die.
Yeah, I
didn't see any of these. Please send me this in email form.
I'll be sure to do that with a little explicit explicit markings on that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this was definitely looking like it's trying to take that, you know, I mean, that thing in part two and take it to a next level. I mean, my only gripe, and they want to talk about how, oh yes, this is like a new engine, whole game's gonna be 60 frames. Well, yeah, I mean, they did basically say that about the second one. And at the end of the day, they were correct, but it was like a fine print matter. It said this game will run at 60 frames when you play it. And that's pretty much the only thing that it does. Is it runs at 60 frames when you play it. Now, when you watch it in a replay, no longer 60 frames. I mean, this is all, I guess you could say, personal matters, but there were some fans, you know, I mean, there were some fans that were upset about that. It's just not 60 frames all the way around.
But when you have like over 400 cars that you can pick from, and over hundreds of tracks to pick from, like, that doesn't even really matter anymore. You just want to play it.
This is really,
he makes a good point.
That many options, and we're just going to, like, worry about how many frames per second? Just get into it. Play it.
That's true. And for a lot of people, that's the bottom line. But, I mean, when you look at games like Gran Turismo, it's like,
I knew that was going to be brought up.
Yeah, it's still almost like it's photorealism. And I know everyone has their own engine, but I mean, and this is very... I mean, a lot of people can hate me for this all they want, but Gran Turismo
they
3
will.
For the PS2 still looks better than most racing games.
It is.
But you could squint. That looks real. That looks real, and that's a PS2 game. I mean, most games don't look like that. And Forza 2 looks very good. Project Gotham had its own different kind of surrealism. Forza 3, they want to talk about how it's a newer engine or it's a new engine, and it just looks a little bit better.
I mean, well, right now, who's really going to compete with them?
I don't know. I hear, well, we can get about...
If you want to wait for Gran Turismo, that's going to be a while.
Yeah.
And what the closest thing to it now would be, like, the new Need for Speed.
Yeah.
That would be the closest thing. So, right now, they're the only ones running with it.
Yeah, that new Need for Speed, I mean, it really depends on, you know what I mean? This is a new direction for them. And they did use a two-year cycle now, as opposed to 1 year, but they definitely need a reboot of the entire series. I'm talking about like a real, you either give fans what they want, or you go in a totally different direction.
Well,
this is a totally different direction.
Are you trying to suggest that Need for Speed Carbon wasn't good?
Last time they tried a new direction with that whole Pro Street,
didn't
work at all.
Yeah, that's not working. I don't know if that's a new direction, but
that was because before you was used to, you know, cop chases and
actually I haven't been in a very long time. I've not been into cop races in a very long time.
I mean,
Cold Most Wanted what you want, but it didn't deliver what not most wanted. I'm very sorry about that.
Not most wanted.
Well,
when Most Wanted came out at that time, Most Wanted was good.
You know what? Yeah, no, I am talking about Most Wanted. Why am I like skipping? It's Hot Pursuit 2. Is that like people love?
You're taking it further back.
Yeah, you kidding me? That was the best race. That was. I mean, we won't go into games and this, but I want, you know, Hot Pursuit 3. Everybody will buy that. I'm laying that down on the card right now. I'm laying it down. All right, but whatever. We'll move on with that. I mean, if you want to go in terms of like shooters and everything like that, because basically Gears 2 came out last year and everything, something that's coming out this year, which, you know what I mean, some can be excited about, is Halo ODST, Halo 3 ODST.
Okay, now this is, it's not an actual sequel to Halo 3, right? It's supposed to be just like an expansion pack type thing?
It's a prelude.
It's a prelude before Part 3. Initially an expansion, but I think they added enough in the game, which is now its own release, worth a full retail game.
Well, yeah, I mean, I remember reading they were saying like it wasn't going to be a full retail price game. It was going to be kind of like a value pack thing, and now they're selling it for $60. So it better have something, you know, worth $60 in there, if you ask me.
They're putting a lot of stuff into it. Like, besides the whole new campaign chapters that they have now, you have the whole the firefight thing, which is basically like,
yeah, what is that
thing with horde mode?
Oh, okay.
Instead of you having five players, you have four players now, and you go against like different types of covenant, working way up from the grunts to like the chief groups and all that.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can't like get really upset because, you know, you want a whole bunch of friends just taking on the whole entire company by yourself.
Can't complain about that.
That really, you can't. Like, but that's always fun. Like, if you look, like, to this day in Gears, I only play Horde. I don't even touch multiplayer at all.
No.
So for Halo, like, you know, there's gonna be times where you play a Halo game, like, let's say you're playing Halo 3 and you're going into these multiplayer, you know, matches and all, like, there's sometimes, you know, you get your butt kicked, and that just, like, keeps you from playing the game sometimes. But, you know, if you just go on ahead
with
three other friends, and you play the firefight, like, you all just work together, it's just all about teamwork. That sounds really good to me. And it's not like you're gonna have somebody on the other end, like, teabagging you, or, you know, like, talking a lot of garbage. You don't have to worry about anything like that.
Yeah, a lot of these game developers and stuff are starting to realize that. Hopefully it's sooner than later, because I mean, although Gears wanted to start, you know what I mean, the whole newer trend of doing co-op, and you know what I mean, co-op works. That's what people want, is more co-op things. They want multiplayer, but they want more co-op situations. That's why it looks like games are just adding this on. Like, Call of Duty World at War has its own mode. Left 4 Dead is such a hot seller because this entire game is co-op. And things like that, like, people, these developers just, I mean, they know that fans and stuff want co-op. It's just, co-op needs to start working.
Right.
Alright, because I know you don't want to complain, or you don't want to, you know what I mean, say how, oh, you know what I mean, this firefight and this four-player co-op on that, and, you know, it's gonna be this whole huge thing, but I mean... I can complain a little bit because Halo 3 did four-player co-op. The whole single-player campaign was four-player co-op.
This is true.
I mean, are we going to see that again? Is that actually going to happen?
I don't know. Is the campaign co-op? I don't think so, right?
I haven't heard word about that, so I'm not 100%.
You mean for ODST?
Yeah.
I think it's not.
Well, I mean, what?
I think it's not.
We're going in the step backwards. We added Firefight because all these other companies like Call of Duty World at War added its own zombie, you know what I mean, mode with, you know, with co-op, because that seems like an easier thing to do. I'm not saying that this is such a bad idea, I'm just saying it's not truly that next step of, oh, this is really co-op.
Yeah, plus, I don't know if co-op and the Halo community go hand in hand, because there's a lot of shit talkers and a lot of, you know, it's very competitive.
Yeah, even with the four-player co-op in Halo 3, that was, it became very competitive. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's just, it just can't seem like a tacked-on feature at the end of the day. That's what I'm trying to say.
So that's what you're worried about?
A little bit.
Well, I'm just worried about it's not worth $60.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, we'll see.
They're also giving you three maps, three multiplayer maps.
From Halo 3, right? That's
something like
for
that.
Halo 3.
Yeah, or Halo 3. Yeah. They're also giving you that along with this. So.
I mean, we could go on about how I think the technology is already too old and a little aged. And even when Halo 3 came out, that was pretty much the issue on that. But
and that was 2 years ago.
That's a little out there. Well, we can move on from that. We'll just see how that plays out.
Alright, well, there is another first-person shooter that made big waves in E3, and that was Left 4 Dead 2.
It made big waves after E3 too.
Yeah. Apparently nobody wants to play this game or plans on buying this game.
It made waves in every direction. I mean, 10% looked like they got excited, and then the other, you know what I mean, 90% looked at them like, what are you getting excited about? We gotta buy another game now.
I mean, a few people are just like scratching their head in between, like, another game?
Yeah, a year later.
Less than a year later.
Yeah, like, they're looking at like, Bob, you know how to do this?
Yeah.
this is the right decision. Half-Life 2 comes out like, you know what I mean, 8 years later. And you can make a Left 4 Dead 2 in a year. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little shocking actually to hear the news.
I wasn't too upset. But I was more so surprised. Like, is it the fact that we've all gotten used to having a game like coming out every so often, or is it that we're used to having so much content coming out after the game has been released? So a lot of people made a whole big fuss about that. But I mean, like, the way I see it, I was like, yeah, just bring on a brand new game and let's have fun with that.
I mean, I understand it in the community sense of it, you know what I mean, the people that actually bought Part 1. And the big deal to me looks like, and I don't know if this is very much the discussion, but you can definitely look at it like this, downloadable content seems to be paving the way. I mean, Fallout 3 is doing as much as it can. A lot of other companies, they do downloadable maps, but Fallout does, you know what I mean, downloadable scenarios and everything more, you know what I mean, added to the actual world of Fallout, as they did Oblivion, you know what I mean, in the past and everything, and you're just looking at it like, well, why couldn't you just do that? Why couldn't you just make an entirely new story, these four people and this whole thing, and just make it downloadable content?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was saying, like, you know, I mean, the big draw for Left 4 Dead 2 is supposed to be, like, the melee weapons or whatever, But a lot of people saying, you know, that could be easily done in DLC.
Yeah, a lot.
And that's their
of,
argument.
I mean, I did see what seemed to be a, you know, I mean, technically it looks better. Things are moving much smoother. The game runs better. It looks graphically a little bit better. And yeah, they added new additions, new enemies and stuff. And so they needed to probably update the framework and stuff. But at the end of the day, this did look like it could become downloadable content. So that's where it becomes a touchy subject as whether this is going to be a good idea. I mean, the petition is over 30,000 right
yeah.
now against
yeah.
the game. So...
Because it is going to split. There are going to be people that are going to end up switching over to part two.
Yeah.
And there are going to be those people that are like, well, you know what? I'm perfectly fine with part one.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere that Valve did say that they plan on at least coming out with something else for part one.
Yeah, they did promise the Left 4 Dead community that there would be more DLC for part one. But I don't know how... what's the percentage of that?
Yeah. We'll see how who's gonna care. I mean, afterwards, or whatever. Alright, I mean, so that definitely, I mean, that was announced. Crackdown 2 was announced, that's good. Although that's not being made by the people that made part 1.
Yeah, there's a whole drama to that too, I think.
Yeah. They're making APB, which is the massive multiplayer game, so they're not making that game. And they've wanted to do it for a long time, so this is a very touchy, this is a very, like, awkward, you know what I mean, subject for even the people that made Crackdown 1.
Well, I mean, maybe this group will be it's more ambitious with the title, like, they're saying that they're supposed to have, what, 4-player multiplayer?
Are they?
So, 4-player co-op. I think a 16-player multiplayer, something like that. Along those lines.
If that's true, I mean, this is all a good idea. You gotta understand that what we saw in the press conference was a CG trailer. I mean, we initially saw that when we first announced Crackdown. When they first announced Crackdown 1, so that's not a huge surprise. It's just, I guess we'll see what it turns out.
I was just surprised.
Like,
we gotta deal with monsters now.
Yeah, this will definitely be a different kind of experience, but we'll give you more info on that as we get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, so what else was there for Microsoft that kind of, like, you know, caught you off guard as far as games go? Anything else?
I mean, if you want to discuss games and, like, get into a whole thing of tech, Tony Hawk presented his Tony Hawk Ride.
Ah, yes.
There's a very underlined way in which he did that, because we found out before that there was like a 5-minute add-on to the press conference, and I think it was because of that, like, he wanted to announce that, and I'm only really thinking it was because of that. I was only really thinking that he did that because of the Project Natal. We'll actually just move on into this entire subject of games into tech of what Microsoft had to offer. So Tony Hawk presented their Tony Hawk Ride, and I honestly think they did that because Project Natal had that video with the whole skateboard thing. I mean, we'll talk about the Tony Hawk Ride first and what you thought of, you know,
right.
What it is. So, did you have any impressions on that?
Well, for me, Tony Hawk Ride is still a big question mark. Like, I guess I gotta wait until I actually get on that board and try it out, but it's just, I have no clue what it's going to feel like. I have no clue if it's going to, you know, feel forced or if it's going to feel fluid. So I really can't say any comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because they showed the video and everything like that. And at first glance, you're like, all right, this may work depending. But I mean, if you know what skateboarding is and you're looking at it like how you do what you really can do with skateboarding. So, I mean, through E3, I actually saw them, you know, I mean, do a rundown, and they played with the actual skateboard. Man, it's a hit or miss. I mean,
yeah,
the way you do tricks and stuff, that's very, like, it's a whole different way of playing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't expect, you know, random people to start doing actual kick flips and, like, heel flips on the board. You know, you're gonna have people, you know, breaking ankles and stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, the way they want you to do it is basically like, you know, I mean, flipping it back and then swinging it side to side, and then that'll do a trick.
Yeah.
It has motion sensors in the two, in the front and the back, and the left and the right. So basically, if you put your leg, your foot to the side of each one, it knows that you're like sort of kicking to speed up and stuff like that. Depending if you jump and you, you know, put your hand on the side, then it knows you're trying to do a grab. It all depends on how you work it. And I mean, it's not to say that it doesn't work. It works. It's just, it's not like skateboarding. It's a different way of just playing a skateboarding game.
Right.
With something under your feet.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's going to be like a different way. I don't think it's going to replace, you know, the controller for skateboarding games, nor do I think it's actually going to last. Like, if you ask me, Tony Hawk Rides is going to do really good this holiday and then just kind of fade away, but who knows, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, like, if almost in everyone's heart, if you really played, like, a lot of skateboarding games, like, Tony Hawk, like, that, just that name alone coming to a video game, like, you always, like, end up paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Because you always, like, think, you always, like, just reminisce about those previous games. Like, Pro Skater 2, 3, 4, and the other 15 that came out after. It was, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I was one of those people that were buying them as well. But, like, now, you know, I guess they have the whole new peripheral. Like, you definitely have to try it. Like, to me, it seemed fun. But, you know, of course, there's that whole adjustment period. But, it probably will be a hit or miss. But, you know, after that, people going to eat it up during the holiday.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I will contest that just a little bit. Because you're talking about a game, first of its kind, only one of its kind, and you really want me to dish out, it's something like $130. They haven't really discussed price.
Yeah, they haven't.
But the board itself, they said, is how much?
Somewhere around 100. Like,
yeah, it's around 100 for the board alone. But they're like, I mean, I'm not going on record on any of this because that's all I've heard. And it's not 100%, it's just, it's likely that the board will be 100, so they will want to sell this for like a good 130, 150, which, that's not going to do too well if they do. If they sold it for like a clean 100, I think it'll actually sell.
Like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but this is looking a little like it's going to be more than that. There's a lot of tech in that board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all we can do is see, but I mean, I don't know if I'm on board for that.
No pun intended. I mean,
if it's out somebody's house, I'll play it.
Yeah.
I would definitely want to try it before I just go out there and be like, hey, I want one of those too.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna need a live demonstration of my own.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see if I get to do that.
Alright, so why don't we dive into the main dish that Microsoft gave at E3, which is Project Natal.
They announced Project Natal. This is very much a surprise. I mean, I knew that they were trying to go into the motion tech. We did talk about in the earlier podcast that we did see some sort of video having to do with a camera in motion, and we didn't know exactly if that's what they were trying to do. And I mean, the assumptions were correct. It was basically a camera. I mean, that can read multiple movements, 3D movements.
With no controller in hand.
Finger movements, everything. Voice recognition. This looks like future tech, right?
Face recognition.
Yeah, face recognition. Yeah, this is, I've read a couple of things. This is basically better than the most advanced video technology to date in the fraction of the cost. That's what they want to make this out to be. So we'll see if that's definitely what they're actually gonna go for. I mean, in the meantime, they did show basically like a little demo, kind of showing what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
And in the demo, it was basically a kid skateboarding, and which using no controls and everything. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier. Had they shown this and not shown the Tony Hawk thing at all at either press conference, the Tony Hawk thing would die. Like, that thing
instantly
would die out. Yeah, because there's nothing explaining it. Now people have to go out of their way to just figure out, oh, like Activision or whatever coming out with the skateboard. If it wasn't in any of the press conferences, this was not going to be a talk about topic. It would die where it stood. So people would be like, oh, there's Antonio. Oh, but that thing with the camera showed me that I can do that without a skateboard. So where is it? I mean, this is where it comes into play, is that you're talking about today and tomorrow. So Tony Hawk's thing is today. You're going to see that in the fall. It's coming out. And the Project Natal, you probably won't see for a good year and a half. And stuff like that, with the terms of the skateboard, you probably won't see until after that. So,
right.
That's definitely a thing of today versus tomorrow. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, the Natal looks good from what I can tell so far. I mean, I know what they showed wasn't actual live gameplay. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, their ideas of what they want to do with Natal, but I gotta say, it looks pretty interesting, looks really interesting, and I do think that it's going to add a lot of years to the Xbox 360's life.
Yeah, as far as anything else, like, this will definitely be, you know what I mean, something that can be on future systems, something that, you know what I mean, a new way to play on everything. Basically, Nintendo paved the way in motion, and now look what they're doing. They're forcing their competitors to do something in motion, and that's what they're doing. I mean, whether it looks better or not is debatable, you know what I mean, between people. I mean, I personally think so. So, and it's just better for the industry.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I think there's a rumor going on that, like, after, like, 2 years, Xbox 360s will have the Natal camera built into it, or will come with it, or something like that.
Well, they talked about that there's going to be new hardware next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that's what they're talking about. That it's going to be a whole redesign with something with the Natal, you know, worked in. But we don't know that yet, so, I mean, I won't get too much into that. I mean, the Project Natal did show, like, it did show demos on stage, you know what I mean, kind of like a painting where they used it and stuff like that. Voice recognition working with it, so you can change the colors. And then they had the Ricochet game, which basically threw you in a little 3D spec of a breakout kind of scenario, and you're like throwing balls and everything. I mean, that works. So you definitely see that the tech does things. And we did hear that they had a demo behind closed doors or something, a Burnout, where they actually had you steering and stuff, and that works. Like, stepping forward lets you gas, stepping back lets you brake. So that all works. I mean, even Steven Spielberg came out, you know what I mean, he's very much praising the product, and then Peter Molyneux came out, and he's basically showing...
Oh, no, don't get me started on that. Yo, that demo was creepy as hell, man.
Thank you. Like, all right, first of all, this whole entire Natal thing, for all those people that bought, like, the 360 camera, this is gonna render that useless, basically.
What, with the Milo?
The previous camera.
Yeah.
The previous camera that came out for the 360.
Oh, yeah, sure. You sure? It was rendered useless after a month of use. And it's like, it's useless now. It's useless then. It was always useless.
But that whole Milo thing? Oh, yo.
Creepy.
Alright. There's gonna be a lot of kids growing up without any friends.
Oh, God.
If that thing really does, like, hit stores. In fact, I could see the average woman just getting this, like, oh, mom, I want this. It has Milo in it. And they're going to, like, come and say, okay, they're going to buy it. They're going to be coming home. They're going to go to school. They're going to say, yeah, do you have any friends? Like, yeah, I have a friend. His name's Milo. And it's... That's what this is going to be in there. That's going to mess up a lot of kids growing up.
Yo, man, I could just see it now. Like, they coming home and they're, like, stressed out and they're talking to Milo about, like, their problems and shit. And then, like, yeah, that's kind of weird.
That really is weird. Like, and leave it to Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, of course, you know. And of course he's going to make it sound like it's the greatest thing ever he's making.
Yeah. The greatest story ever told.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... They showed it behind closed doors. I know that stuff works. It works.
It
you know what I mean?
Very limited, though.
Yeah, it is very limited. Yeah, you can't ask it direct questions and stuff. It'll kind of just look at you and stuff like that. They kind of did explain, but it is able to recognize someone, you know what I mean, a sound of, like, someone name or whatever and repeat it in its own voice. It's very much like it's working out to be something that it can be much bigger. I mean, just imagine it's just basically showing the tech. So just imagine that same tech and you put it in a game like the next kind of Mass Effect where you have to, you know what I mean?
Now you're talking.
You have to read off dialogue and, you know what I mean? They'll ask you a question and you have to basically answer. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to, and it'll read your face expression and everything of what the decision is. You're talking about unlimited possibilities.
Oh man, you're getting me too excited now, man.
I'm just telling you you just got to think ahead of the box. Because, I mean, they basically threw this tech at you. Like, here, look at it. Do you see it? Now we're going to take it away for a year and a half, and now we're going to, you know, we're going to show you something else. So that's basically what they're going to try to do. I mean, they already got this thing to developers, and
they had developers had it way before they even showed up.
No, well, some did. Like, Peter Molyneux and stuff, they didn't have it. But
he's
some
special.
He is kind of special. Nelson just got that thing.
Oh, the burnout.
Yeah, they did have it.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, I mean, I want to just talk about a second about what I think will not work with the Project Vital is, alright, everything, you know, I mean, this whole thing is going to be built around no controller gameplay. And there are some ways that you play which that's not going to work as good as you want it to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I feel like you do need some sort of thing in your hand for it to work.
You need something.
And I think in first person shooters it's gonna be a little bit of an issue. Because you can basically look around. It's gonna be all beautiful. You can shoot because it's gonna read your hand movement. So you can shoot. You can reload. You do the action to reload with your hand, it's going to reload. How do you turn around?
They're gonna be smart about this. If they were smart enough to come out with something like this, they're gonna be smart enough to actually work through whatever questions that you have initially. And I don't really see them starting off with like a first person shooter like out the box with that.
You sure? I will put money down that they will have a working Halo with this Natal.
At some point of
its launch. Why? Because Halo paves the way for everything.
But that's not going to be something easy to start off with.
Believe me, it
like racing, that's going to be easy. That Ricochet game, that's easy.
Yeah.
Like I see, can see the casual stuff.
This is what I mean. This is where they become. This is where they run into a little roadblock.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the line.
Right now, let's get on the road. You're not even on the road.
You're right. I'm just saying that they need to present the idea. They need to look into it. I mean, if they want to really be serious about this, about something small, whatever, that'll basically give me some sort of analog to turn around in a game like a first-person shooter. Because you could physically turn around, and it'll turn around. Yeah, am I facing the game anymore? No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm actually playing it.
You're going to need a second TV behind the other TV.
Yeah. If you want to do it like that, now you're thinking like 2020 kind of stuff.
They're going to figure it out.
Alright,
overall, everyone's impression on 360, what do you think about it? Where do you think it's going? You think it's making the right moves?
I mean,
they're not making the right moves with customer service. They need to fix that. They really do. I will go on the record, this has to be one of the worst customer service ever. Like,
we're going on a whole other topic.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, no, he said what direction? Okay, I'm pointing you in the correct direction. You need to fix the customer service.
We need to talk about the direction of E3. Now you're just ranting on a whole other service. But if you want to make it on topic of what we're talking about, we need to get this customer service in line so people can play these games that are from E3 in the holiday season. If not, you're not going to have people to play.
With that,
I will wrap that up and say that Microsoft looks like they are going in a little bit of a better direction. They show what the future can hold. They're showing you games that they're going to have in the fall. And, I mean, the rest is, you know what I mean, up in the air. Like, in terms of games next year, they have that too. I mean, there's not... Mass Effect 2 will be next year. Alan Wake will be next year.
Halo Reach, right?
Yeah, Halo Reach will be next year. They just announced Crackdown 2 will be next year that they announced. I mean, then you got the games this year. Left 4 Dead 2
will
be.
I thought Crackdown was.
Crackdown, I don't know about that. And then you got the games this year. Left 4 Dead 2 is this year. Forza 3 is this year. Things like that. I mean, Modern Warfare 2 is this year. Yeah, I mean it is, but I mean if you like there's a lot of third party support in both matters, so
yeah.
That, you know, I mean they did show also Final Fantasy 13, like, that was a big deal. But I mean it's also for both systems. It's just that Microsoft, I mean they're making a big deal about that. We also got to get into this is going way back. But we also gotta get into the fact that they finally announced their first Metal Gear game.
Yes.
Like I can't believe we actually missed this. But they did announce their first Metal Gear game. Kojima actually made it on stage. It was like unholy ground for him, I felt.
Yo, I didn't like... He actually spoke English.
Oh, yeah.
He spoke
yeah,
English.
I didn't know he spoke English.
I was like, what's up with that?
Yeah, he was trying.
Oh, man.
He was trying.
You couldn't try that in a Sony company? Like...
Yeah.
Boy.
The whole...
he had a whole script and everything.
Yeah, that was...
No
interpreter
would need
it. We'll see how that turns out.
All I have to say about Metal Gear Rising is that show me something. Show me something about the game.
Yeah, this is gonna be a different direction in the series. So,
yeah.
If you wanted to call it a part of the series, honestly, so we'll see how that plays out. But all right.
All right. So overall, Microsoft. Strong. Going strong.
Oh, yeah. They do.
They're chugging along.
Yeah, that was really a good thing. You know what I mean? It was a good conference. You know what I mean? If we want to cut out the whole Beatles rock band for like 20 minutes in the beginning, it was still a really good conference.
I was never a big fan of Beatles, but I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so that's not bad. All right. Well, I don't know if we want to move on to the next system.
So that's it for Microsoft. Check out part 2 where we talk about Sony's E3 press conference.